You are now tuned in to Let's Talk Ferrella, and this is a new segment I like to call Cypher Something. I have some guest stars with me that I'm going to introduce you after this amazing beat. Shouts out to Bob. Blah!
Yo, what's good, man? This is Let's Talk Ferrella, and I'm sitting here with my man,
DeAndre,
and my boy,
Masenko,
and shit, we're gonna talk about fucking double standards. Matter of fact, wait, before, nigga, what was that? Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was a really good show.
It was a really good
really show. Really good show, but okay, before we get started on double standards, top five black shows, go.
We gotta rank them?
No, you don't have to.
Oh, shit. Steve, you go first.
I gotta go first? Okay.
Top five.
Man, Fresh Prince.
Boom.
Martin.
Two.
Family Matters.
Three.
Let me see. Fuck. Man, those are like...
Your black card is finna get taken.
That's crazy.
Hey, fuck you, bro.
Come on.
The Bill Cosby Show.
Okay.
You bitch ass nigga.
And then In Living Color. In Living Color.
Okay. What about you?
Okay, me, I got...
Don't fuck up. Light skin.
Come on, bro.
Come on.
Bro. I watched a lot of black shows. Obviously, I like Fresh Prince.
Boom.
I like Martin.
Mm-hmm.
I liked A Different World.
Mm-hmm.
And I fucked with the Cosby Show heavy when I was a kid.
Let me see. I got... Let me start off with fucking All That. Keenan and Kel. Quit playing. Quit playing. Hold on.
You didn't say Keenan and Kel. I was about to say that was my favorite.
Nah.
That was my fifth one.
Bro, you just grabbed your pinky. Four. That was...
Wow.
All right, go. Go so I can go.
Go ahead.
Go.
I just said can't kill. I said can't... Go ahead.
Ugly ass nigga. All right. So I got to go with, obviously, Keenan and Kel. What else was fucking a bomb ass black
do
show?
Do that.
Family Matters, of course. My Wife and Kids was a really good one. Shit. The Uptons. The Uptons, y'all seen that shit on Netflix with Mike Epps? It's fucking...
I heard it was...
Hilarious. Good. Hilarious. Oh, and Marlon? Fucking hilarious. Oh, yeah, and the Wayans Bros. I named six. Yes, sir. All right, so let's talk about double standards that y'all can't... Double standards that just y'all just hate. I mean, besides the obvious one that... What... If you slept with a lot of women, you're a player. If she slept with a lot of guys, she's not.
How do you feel about that, though?
I feel like I agree.
Is it age old?
No. The only reason that I agree with that statement is because it's like, shit, throughout history, you had kings go to war to take care of their queen. You had men go to war to take care of their woman. A woman has always been put up on a higher pedestal than a man. Men, we get the nickname dogs, trash, whatever. Misogyny is always put on a man no matter what. Like, shit, for like what? The reality of it is a man is only loved if he provides, and a woman is loved all the time by her man and by her child. So it's like they were always put on a golden pedestal, and it's like women spend their whole life not fucking what? Putting out.
Doing shit.
Not doing shit. Like, if they go out to the club, yeah, they got to give it up and you got to go get it. So it's like if the flower gets touched by everybody, then it's like, damn,
it's, whatever.
It's not valuable. Like, I mean, yeah, you
objects.
Could, I mean, you could have whatever take you want on it, but think about it. You get with a chick, her body count 200, no matter what she look like, 200, you going to always think about it. You like, damn, that thing been beat up more times than fucking Mike Tyson.
But then a dude who got a 200 body count is like, damn.
Nigga, you're a stud.
Are you Jesus?
What about you, Steve? What do you think?
I think you're probably just being a little bit too hard on it, bro. The whole situation.
So what you think? You think a woman can have just as much fun?
No, I mean, look, what I'm saying is that, like, you feel me? Like, a woman is entitled to as much freedom as she wants to have. You feel me? Like, just like a guy. It's like, why, as us, as men, why do we have to say that, yeah, we can sleep with whoever the fuck we want, and then, you know, see a girl, I mean, she sleeps with whoever she wants, and we're just like, oh, no, it's not the same. It is the same. You know what I mean?
That's facts.
If you want to be like, yeah, like, this dude ain't shit because he slept with hella people, then you can say the same thing about this woman. No, she ain't shit because she slept with hella people.
So you're on the standpoint of they're all hoes.
You're on the he's on the standpoint of equal rights and vice versa. You slanging that dick, she's slanging that cooter. Exactly. It's the same shit.
Exactly.
You having fun, she having fun.
Exactly, exactly. So I'm saying is, like, you know what I mean? Like, if we would just want to get, like, just real about it, you feel me? Like, you shouldn't just straight up dismiss somebody or be like, oh man, this person did this. No, nigga, just look at it from a fucking straight ass, flat, even playing field. All right? A dude that sleeps with hella people is a hoe. A woman that sleeps with hella people is a hoe.
Facts. So the main reason that I agree with that is because anytime that, like, I got a partner, I got a boy who's slaying, that motherfucker, let's just say, he gets around. And it's like, anytime me and him get into like an argument on the topic, it's like, he'll go, hey, like nigga, I got hella bitches, nigga. And I'm sitting there like, how much of a flex is it that you fuck anything and everything? Like, to me personally, that's not a flex.
It's not.
Like, bro, you have no standards and you throwing that dick into anything and everything. There's nothing more dangerous in America than a reckless ass nigga.
It's like you're Kobe Bryant with a dick.
It's like, nigga, you'd fuck a cockroach in some booty shorts, bro. Like,
but see, that's exactly why it's the same thing. A man and a woman being a hoe is just like, damn, like, nigga, your body count is what? I'm just looking at you like, oh, this nigga dirty dick.
Safe sex is good.
Okay, but sex all the time to the point where when you have it, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, then that's just somebody does sex for sport then.
I know, but he's saying is, like, what's the double standard for that? It's just like, for women, it's like women get the shit end of the stick. Nigga, dudes never do.
But is it really the shit end of the stick? Because, like, it's like, honestly, I talk to women who talked about, like, honestly, I fuck people because I'm bored. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
fact.
I look at it like, okay, that's what you do then. That's whatever. It shouldn't be like someone's like, oh, you're a fucking hoe. It's like, that's just what you do. But, like, you should be able to do that, I feel. It's just something you don't hold to yourself as something super sentimental. Like, you don't think sex is about making love, being intimate with other people. It's just like, yo, who could fuck the best?
Honestly, that's true. And see, that's why it's like the double standard thing, the body count thing can be a good or a bad thing based on your self-esteem. Because, shit, you can get with a girl who ain't got no bodies and instantly you can be like, damn, she not gonna know how to do nothing. She ain't never did nothing. But say you get with somebody whose body's in the same ballpark as yours, you'd be like, man, she gon', you know what I'm saying? She gon' know what she's doing a little bit more.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I fuck with that heavy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I feel like it shouldn't be you a hoe. I feel like you should be labeled as sexually advanced or, what's it called? Experienced.
Yeah. Sexually experienced.
Instead of putting it negatively, you a hoe.
That's facts. You good? You look fucked up over there.
I'm not even fucked up. What do you mean, bro?
I'm sipping
on this taco truck. You feel me?
And so what other double standards you hate?
Another double standard. This is kind of a double standard. I hate when niggas are like, why are you so racist? And then they go be racist right after. It's like, with black people, it's like, oh, you motherfuckers hate us. Y'all call us niggas, all this stuff. And they see an Asian person, they're like, this, fuck that Asian ass thing, whatever.
It's literally, it's that all fucking stems from black people. Well, shit, black folks just...
Any race
does that because as much as we don't admit it, want to admit it, everybody is a little bit racist. Just a little bit.
Prejudice.
Just a little bit prejudiced. For example, I remember living in Western Ranch, and I used to ride my bike around the neighborhood all the time. And I'm riding my bike, and then one time somebody tried to jump in front of me and try to accuse me of my bike being stolen solely because it was nice. And I'm like, I'm riding around in Western Ranch. Like, what does my bike being nice have to do with anything? Like, is it because I'm a black kid on a nice bike? Because if little Billy was riding his bike, all you're going to do is look at him and be like, oh.
Billy got a new bike.
Like, shit, for example, I can go to an apartment complex and, like, say if the apartment complex has, like, DoorDash or something and it's, like, high, like, Chinese food restaurants and stuff in the area. Somebody who is of Asian descent could easily be living in the building and somebody could easily be like, hey, you DoorDashing? And then it's like, wait, hold on, what? Like, for example, black people, we can't go jogging at nighttime. We cannot go jogging at nighttime without getting pulled over.
Or growing up as an Asian kid, it's like, yo.
You must be good at math.
Help me with my math homework. It's like, and it's so easily thrown around.
But it's like, just because they're Asian doesn't mean they're good at math. They're people too. People are bad at math in general. Like, shit, people will look at me and be like, hey, yo, Dwayne, we playing ball. We need you. Nigga, I'm awful at basketball.
Oh, my God. I fucking hated that one. It's like, you're black.
And I'm like, that's not true.
I'm nice,
bro. Oh, bro, you going to rap or play ball? I'm like, damn. Are those my only options?
That's crazy.
Rapping or playing ball. Well, I'm not athletic, and I can rap and rhyme, but I don't know if I want to sip lean and everything to get my name out there.
Yo,
I think
stereotypes
I'll pass.
Really bring out the ignorance of people. Oh my God. They really bring
some
out
stereotypes are yeah, some name some.
Like stereotypes?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, even like the two that you were saying, rapping, playing basketball, you feel me? Like, you know, oh yeah. He got a lot of money or he got a nice car. This nigga must sell drugs. You feel
that's
me?
True.
I got a stereotype. White people smell like dogs because they don't use washcloths. I've heard that hella times. That's
really?
Fucked up. I've heard that.
I've never heard that.
Black people say it.
For real?
That's fucked up. I've heard, I had a homie who was saying that shit all the time. I'll be like, bro.
Oh, like the stereotype black kids don't grow up with dads?
Damn. It's like he's going to get some milk.
Damn. He's going to get some milk or. Honestly, it's like shit, dude. I feel like it's just a repeated cycle just I feel like it's all passively projected to us and we really just don't know what's going on. Like, think about it. Why do black people hate Asians? Why?
We don't hate Asians.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the war on Asians. How young African-American teens and shit, pretty much everybody, but most of the stories I have been seeing have been African-Americans.
Black people fucking with Asian people. Yeah, that is true. I wonder why, though. Like,
what do you mean you wonder why? It's called... Okay, so, look...
Oh, what is it, though?
Bro, look, the definition of white supremacy is white suppression. And you don't necessarily have to be a white supremacist to practice that. If you had Donald Trump instilling in you, hey, this virus is from them... It's all from them. They're the ones that did it. If you see a white man in power pointing the blame at somebody else versus saying, hey, Steve is the one we want. Steve is the one who did it. Steve fit the description. Now Steve is finally out of the spotlight. All everybody's doing is jumping on the bandwagon to be a part of something bigger. And that's suppression. Now it's Asian suppression. What happened with the Latin people when they was threatening to build the wall and putting Mexican children in cages. Now, if you were just of Hispanic descent in places with high immigration, all of a sudden you pull over because you fit the description and they want papers. How? How do you want papers? Because what you see on the media, you know Latin people live here. Why do I fit the description? So once all that ended, the virus stemmed. And then what? Black Lives Matter happened because George Floyd was the only African-American death by police that had as much publicity as it did. Because imagine if no cameras happened. None of that would have happened. It wouldn't have blew up. Black Lives Matter wouldn't have been a movement. And then people trying to treat us like we're a trending topic.
But no, but people have been saying Black Lives Matter for a minute. They've been saying stuff like that. But the only thing is that, like, it's like, yeah, when George Floyd happened, it was more of like, shit, you can't even deny, like, you can't deny it. You can't really defend it too much.
Like, it's on camera. It's in 4K.
It's literally.
But how many situations happen exactly like that don't have no cameras?
There's multiple situations like that. And unfortunately,
whatever happened to the cop that killed the little 13-year-old Latin boy? I bet y'all ain't heard about it because the media ain't been projected it in your face. Is that cop in jail? Niggas don't even know. Niggas only know what the media show you. Only thing everybody talking about right now is Palestine. Shit, how, like, what? Right after fucking, what's his name? Derek Chauvin got convicted. The little black girl got murdered. What happened to those cops? Nothing.
Yeah, you're right.
Y'all just, like, people just focus on whatever the media brings the most attention to. Hey, boom. Like, if you show a bunch of Asian people sneezing and coughing at all times, all the time on the media, at the same exact time you're showing numbers and volumes of people dying, all people are doing is connecting what they're seeing with numbers.
So you think all the Asian hate was coming from, like, COVID shit?
All the Asian hate came from the media. All the Asian hate came from Donald Trump. And all the Asian hate came from people not understanding how the fuck viruses work. Did it pop up in Wuhan? Sure, somebody got sick, but that doesn't mean a Chinese person traveled back to America with the virus. Is Wuhan only full of Chinese people? White people go there, black people go there, politicians go there, athletes go there.
That's true.
Real estate agents go there.
That's actually 100%.
Nobody ever said a Chinese person came back with that virus. But everybody assumed.
Yeah.
So now y'all being stereotypical now. Damn. And it was just somebody else in the spotlight that made everybody pass passive aggressive white suppression without even knowing it. Y'all hate Asian people. Why? Like, us as black people, do we connect because we're black, or do we connect because I'm like Steve get harassed by the police? Steve get looked at different because of his skin. I know what he go through every day.
Isn't it the same thing, though?
It should be the same thing with Asian people. Have they not fled their country for a new life? Do they not go through America every single day feeling like that they should be privileged to be here? Why should you feel privileged to be here? And that's what they feel like they should have to deal with coming over here. Like, shit, how many Asian hate crimes do you have elderly Asian people scared just saying that they fail and tripped because they don't want to cause no problems? That's fucking terrible. And it's all because of the media. Like, go ahead.
I'll say it like this, Dwayne. You actually right. And even going back to history, you know what I mean? Like, I remember when Pearl Harbor happened and we put, like, everybody, like, most of the Japanese people in, like, internment camps. You know what I mean? That's actually pretty much prime example of, you know, the whole discrimination stereotype, you know.
A power of association.
It's kind of ridiculous, you know. It's
Bro, put it this way. If a shooting happened at a park with 20 niggas and you 5 feet away from the park walking home, you will be apprehended. You wasn't, how do they know you were at the park? They don't know. They see a black person and it's black people. That's all they see. Nigga, I could go to the grocery store and just be standing next to a black person. They gonna ring us up together. What? Why are y'all ringing us up together? Oh, y'all thought what? We was together? Why? Because we're both black?
Prejudice.
Are you serious right now?
Damn.
Bro, I goes to Smart and Final with D. I got on a fucking anime shirt. I got her into anime. Nigga, I grew up on anime my whole life. I put her onto anime. We go to the fucking store. The bitch at the fucking cash register gonna say, oh, did she get you into anime? Huh? Yeah. Why would you assume that?
Damn.
It's prejudice.
Talk to him. Talk to him.
Why would you assume that? Bro, if we go to SF Market and we have our food together and we're standing in line, they'll put a divider between us. Hey, Miss Jackson.
Come on.
What the fuck are they doing with this? Oh, you together? What? Why wouldn't we be? Because she's not black? Is it not? Y'all want to push 2021 so bad, but still do shit like that.
Come on.
That is true.
Like, nigga, I'm in a grocery store. A woman comes up to me. Hey, can you help me find my husband? I'm like, oh, what does he, she look like? She goes, he, she. I'm like, it's 2021. He could be a black man, a woman, two people. Like, you didn't give me no context. She goes, well, look at me. I'm like, just because you're a white woman, what that mean? You're going to be with a white man? Last I checked, y'all been having jungle fever since slave days.
Damn.
So, I'm not finna look at you and assume that you fucking like white guys because you're white. I don't see color. What the fuck?
Damn, that's crazy. I was talking to one of my white friends. She was like, my mom told me, stay in your race.
Why?
That's what I said.
With no context, like, you don't want to deal with nothing. Huh? With no context or explanation. Stay in your race.
She was stay in your race, like, when it comes to dating and stuff like that. And I asked her, I was like, why she said it? She said it was because of, like, people have problems with it. People are going to look at you differently and all this different stuff like that.
But we preaching this 2021 so bad and then wonder why laws are put in place that's making it seem like we're going back in fucking time.
That's what it feels like, low-key. I'm not even gonna cap.
Have y'all are familiar with the Roe versus Wade going on right now in the United States, right? How it's gonna become a fucking illegal for women to have abortions. And if women have miscarriages due to health complications, it's going to be investigated, because if abortions are illegal, miscarriages are now considered a crime.
Wait. Oh, so, okay.
What the?
How does that? Bullshit. Okay. How does that work? If it, like, say some, like, someone got like raped. How, like,
keep the baby. Abortion is illegal.
Well,
abortion,
dude,
is illegal.
What? Is that, and like, in certain, is that backwards, for the whole nationwide?
It's happening in the South right now.
That's.
Shit. Whoa.
I'm talking about in it, like, places like Georgia, Massachusetts, Alabama. All those places are pushing that law right now.
That's ridiculous.
It hasn't gone through yet, but they're pushing for it.
But why?
If a woman in your family gets raped, not only in the South will your offender get less time, the motherfucker will most likely not even go to jail. Oh, and also, when they made it illegal, I forgot what state they made it illegal in, but a woman, she got raped, forced to have the baby, cut ties with the dad. The nigga put the bitch on child support and won. What? What? How? How? That's the law. That's fucking disgusting. How do you have women in your family, in your life, married to a woman, and that's the law that they're trying to pass? So that shows you that America is going to a terrible place. We too focus on other countries and not focus on our own. Niggas tripping off of color over here, but want to be over in Palestine and Egypt focusing on what they got going on. Why America got to be the whole world's big brother at all times? Why is
power.
That?
It's like the world's police, bro.
I feel like it's power. One of these is like, if I could go over here and fuck with them, they're gonna know, oh, I might be there for the next day. I'm gonna be here. I'm known as the strongest military in the whole world. That's why.
Bro, if it wasn't for the U.S. having its agreement with China, China would be the most powerful military on the planet. They have the most people.
Yeah.
And they have the most advanced technology. But with the agreement that they have with the U.S., they're not allowed to mobilize. So, if shit went to shit, if they don't got guns, nigga, if it was a fist fight versus our guns, they would win due to numbers. Okay, DeAndre, you might kill 30 niggas because they got fists. Once you run out, we got 30 more niggas coming. 30 more on top of them to back them up coming. And it's like, we just need to focus on
what we got going on.
What the fuck we got going on?
China out here taking low-key. In 2021, China are kind of low-key taking W's, bro. Like, one after another. Like, crazy.
But how?
What you mean by how?
I mean, shit, they just got pissed at the U.S. for not helping them out, so now they won't even take our trash no more.
They won't take shit.
Crypto, won't take shit.
Crypto, like Tesla, everything, bro. They just been winning, bro.
I need to get the fuck out the country. I just got my passport. Like, bro, dead ass. Come on, like, compared to the world, the U.S. is kind of shitty. I wouldn't say kind of.
It
like,
is.
Like, nigga, they kill more black people than anywhere else. And there's nothing getting done about it. And we all know what's happening. And nothing seems to be changing. Cops kill...
But Dwayne, at the same time, bro, like, we have the freedom to say this. Those countries, they don't have the freedom to say that.
Okay, but what is freedom without result? That's like your child saying, "Hey, Dad, can you buy me this toy?" And you say, "Yeah." You never bought a toy. They're going to ask again? No. They're going to forget about it. And guess what? If the media is constantly pushing shit at you for you to worry about, niggas is not going to worry about it no more. That's all it takes. People riot and say something. Bro, if media and social media blocks people from posting riot videos, will we even know? Like, nigga, when the last time you see Iowa, Utah on the fucking news?
Don't see them on the news.
Just because they don't put them on the news don't mean shit not happening.
That is true.
The only thing on American TV is what's happening in other countries. Are we on their TV? They seeing Trump? Probably not. They probably focusing on their fucking selves.
Yeah, actually, no, they are worried about themselves.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, bro. It's fucked up. And it's like, come on now, in Canada, do you know it's illegal for businesses to ask you your race and your gender on a job application? It's illegal. Matter of fact, not even in Canada, in most countries. In the U.S., they want to know your race, your ethnic background, your mama, your daddy. Why? This is Target. Do y'all got a ratio you have to meet?
Yeah.
Low key, they do. They do.
Damn, we just hired 4 black guys. Fuck.
There's hella niggas in here.
No, but...
We put all the niggas in sports.
No. But it's like, it may seem bad. It may sound bad.
It's fucking terrible.
But no, I mean, look, even for for them, that they want to seem like it's not a bad thing. So they want to seem like they have diversity. You feel me? For, you know, gender, race, all kinds of ethnic background, religion, all kinds of shit. You know, it's kind of wrong, but it is what it is, my nigga. You know what I mean? You can't really kill that. You can't fight that. What can you really do? What can you do?
Nothing. Take the fucking breadcrumbs America allows us to win and treat them as victories. Like when everybody rioted in the street when fucking Derek Chauvin got convicted, when in reality, Derek Chauvin was like the only motherfucker to be convicted in fucking years.
There's 4 of these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
There was 4 years. Cops there. There's more cops that kill people everywhere around the world.
Everywhere around the world.
There's a lot of bad cops. I'll say that.
Breonna Taylor cops still ain't get convicted.
There's a lot of bad cops, man, but you gotta realize there is a lot of good cops out there. And sometimes, bro...
I 100,000% agree with that all the way.
Yeah. And it kind of sucks because there is a lot of good cops who get that whole bad cop stereotype.
Fucking ACAB.
No. You know what they get? They get the same stereotype that they think that we give them. Like, they think that they give us. So a lot of times we're like, oh man, yeah, niggas is this, niggas is that. Oh, you look like you're fucking you fit a description, right? We're giving them the same fucking stereotypes of, oh man, all cops are shitty.
All cops are bad. See?
I bet you are a fucking asshole. But you know what?
That's not even. But see, and that is a thought, nigga. Hold up. I'll fuck with you. That's 1,000% accurate because what goes on is it's both of us generalizing each other passive aggressively and we don't even know it. I see on the media cops killing niggas all day. That's all the media show me. The cops don't show cops changing mothers' lives, buying them hotels and apartments, taking them donations, buying stuff for their family, the police department donating to them. All they show you is the violence and the hate, and at the same exact time, it shows the same thing about black people to the cops. All they experience is niggas doing dumbass shit. Niggas doing all kind of crazy ass shit. So when we meet each other, I think all cops is killers. He like, man, that's a black dude. He finna be on some shit. But you know how many times I done got pulled over and met some real down to earth motherfuckers? We just sit there talking, two guys. Like, more times than often, I've been in a great situation. Because I don't approach them like, oh, hey. I'm like, hey, how you doing, officer? My wallet is right here, license, registration. You mind getting out the car? Honestly, officer, if you do not have a search warrant, I am not getting out the car. Here's my license and registration. I know my rights. I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to resist. Because as much as we see black people getting murdered on TV all the time, keep it a fucking 1,000. Keep it 1,000 right now.
All right. Yeah.
How many times have y'all seen those videos of the black dudes getting arrested by the cops? And you be sitting there like, bro, all you have to do is chill the fuck out. How many times they put them on the ground? Hey, get off me! Bro, why you acting like that?
And if you said
you
didn't chaos.
Do nothing, why you acting? Get off me! And it's like, whoa. If he did not do nothing, why is he acting like this? Hey, sir, you mind getting out? Imagine if the nigga just got out. Imagine if he just turned around first time, hands behind his back. Bro, why are you resisting if I just said put your hands behind your back? You gonna wait till I put you in the cuffs to try to hit me? That's like when niggas go on Jerry Springer and then fight the nigga only because y'all on TV. Steve's been living in my house fucking my bitch for 3 weeks now. Trying to fight him. Nigga, he been in your house fucking your bitch for 3 weeks? Go sit the fuck down.
You
should have
been beating his ass.
And it's like, the media just be fucking shit up. And it's like, come on. Like, more times than often, I've seen videos and it's like, bro, chill out.
Like, bro, that could have not have happened.
That could have not have happened. Like, shit, think about the young light-skinned brother that just died because the cop mistaken her gun for the taser. Did y'all see that video?
Oh, yeah, I saw that shit.
What'd you take from it?
Bro.
I'm not going to give my opinion. What'd you take?
I thought that was just... Okay, in all honesty, I was like, man, if you can't tell the weight between your pistol and the taser, maybe you shouldn't even be a cop. Because that shit is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's not. How the fuck do you take a loaded weapon and tell the difference? Oh yeah, like the weight's different or something from the fucking pistol. And then you squeeze. You know the fucking trigger between your taser. You know the trigger between your fucking gun, right?
But how do you think that dude reacted?
The guy that got shot?
No, I'm talking about before he got shot. When she told him to stop moving, and then he just instantly was being hella irate and was trying to drive off, and then she shot.
I don't know. Bro was probably just
He probably was
fucking terrified, bro. Like, fuck. He was probably just, it was like one of those shit where it's like,
But it's like if us as black men knows what happens when cops get scared, why is that always the first reaction?
Because, okay, sometimes my nigga, like, really, there's even a movie about this shit, and it just won an Oscar. It's called Two Distant Strangers. It
talks Bomb ass movie. Oh my god.
In that movie, it didn't matter what the fuck he did, right? No matter what the hell he did.
The ending had me. Look, nigga, I got chills right now.
He still.
You seen that shit?
He still came out with the same outcome. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, bro, who had, like, whatever the fuck happened, you know, like, happened to him. You know what I mean? He probably just felt the same way. Like, it just, like, it doesn't matter what the hell I do. I'm already in a shitty situation. I'm about to get fucking clapped no matter what.
And then at the end of it, he got to know the cop, asked the cop to take him home, like asked him about his wife, kids. They went out and got food, everything. And then the cop still killed him.
And then at the end of it, he was just like, I'll see you tomorrow. Like, he knew this nigga was in the loop.
Like, the whole plot, it was, no matter what we do, we'll always be the victim. No matter what. And it's fucked up. And that's our reality. But why is that our reality? Why is that something that we know is an issue and it doesn't seem to be changing at all? But Black Lives Matter. Have black people been getting killed by the police lately? Do you not know because the media hasn't showed you? Or y'all just focused on Palestine?
No, niggas has always been getting killed, bro. Every single day. All the time. Before the Black Lives Matter, after the Black Lives Matter, all the time.
It's fucking disgusting, dog.
Well, I mean, that was very insightful, guys.
And this is Cypher Sum, and I'm closing out, but yeah, I feel like that was good, and we hope to see you guys next week. This is Let's Talk Forella.
See you guys next time.
It's Masenko. See you next time.
Peace. Hope you guys enjoyed Cypher Sum. I have plenty of content on the way. Check out Forella Galleria on Instagram. This is a new segment I'm adding to Let's Talk Forella, but I just wanted to give insight and feedback and perspective on certain topics and point of views from everybody's life. I hope you guys enjoy the beat because we worked really hard on it. Shouts out to Little Uzi Squirt.